What are we doing at Sunny Patches? You know I have quiltophobia. I gave her a blank stare. There was no such thing as a phobia of quilts. Her issue with the blankets was that they were old and unsexy. I'm going upstairs to the Cove Chronicle's office. I need to talk to Duncan Pickles. If I go in there, I'll rip that rat's eyes out. That's why you're staying here. The stricken by a slasher look returned. In the car? I exited and leaned in the driver's side. Your attachment to the Ferrari is what got us into this situation, so now you two can spend some quality time together. You could have at least parked up the street. Those quilts in the window look like they came out of someone's psychotic great-grandma's haunted attic. Fix your gaze on your new thongs. I won't be long. I slammed the door. The air still smelled of rain. Even though the storm was over, I had a bad feeling that a tsunami was coming. One that would engulf and wash away the salon and all of us in it. I shuddered and climbed the stairs to the second floor office. The reception desk was unmanned, so I walked through the rows of cubicles until I arrived at the one with the leg lamp from A Christmas Story. Duncan was a schmuck, but not a Scrooge. At his desk, it was the holiday season year-round. He looked up from his late afternoon lunch of a hamburger and fries and leaned back in his chair.
I don't suppose you're here to give me the scoop on what went down in the Rothman mansion?
You suppose wrong.
If this is about your uncle, I don't have any new information. At this point, he's just another cold case file.
My lead on the stalking murder weapon said otherwise, but I kept that detail to myself. A solution was within my grasp, and there was no way I was going to let Duncan break the news to the killer with one of his sensational stories. This is about Jesse's death. You were wrong to suspect Sonny Torlone's people for murdering him as payback.
You sound pretty sure.
I have been doing my homework. There's no evidence Sonny was connected to a mafia family. Duncan wiped his fingers on a napkin but never took his gaze from my face.
If I were in your position, that is, a primary suspect, I'd be arguing the opposite.
You've been covering my cousin and me since we moved here. You know we're not murderers, so stop with the suspect crap and tell me what you know about Reese Ingle. His wide-eyed look relaxed into a grudging smile.
He has connections to organized crime in London, but I wouldn't call him a member.
I pulled up a chair. Why not?
He's done some odd jobs for them, but he mostly operates on his own, doing small-time cons.
Did he ever have a profession?
Before he blew his share of the family money, he owned an art gallery.
A light switched on in my head, like a spotlight. The gallery had to be his connection to George Fontaine. Alex said George was an art appraiser in Europe, so he could have done work for Reese or at least met him through the London art scene.
But if it's not Sonny's people, then I'd have to suspect Fontaine.
I gave an impatient exhale. Apart from Amy, Duncan was the only person in town who could get me information, and I needed him on the trail of the right suspects.
On what basis? I've been digging into his background since he moved to town, and I can't find a thing on the guy. Not here or in Europe. It's like he doesn't exist, which is a sure indicator of a false identity.
Was that why I hadn't been able to find George and his family on the internet? If so, it wasn't surprising since Alex had said some undesirable characters were after him. I just hoped that was the only reason he would use an assumed name. A shrill ring from Duncan's desk phone shook me from my thoughts.
One sec. He grabbed the receiver. Duncan.
I leaned closer, but I couldn't hear the voice on the receiver.
Complete anonymity, yes.
He reached for a pen and touched the tip to a sticky note, prepared to write. Whatever the caller was saying must have been riveting because Duncan literally sat at attention. I knew he wouldn't share the tip with me, and in a desperate move, I pressed the speaker button.
The poison was definitely taxine,
the male caller whispered. I sat back, adrenaline surging in my chest.